We had 14 entries, which is wonderful.
So what were the criteria? How did this work?
So the theme was, what did you do during COVID? So we were hoping that people could use their creativity and their sense of humor. And so the criteria, they had to have some items in their display, fruits, vegetables, flowers, and they had to have a scarecrow. And that was gave the judges a base of what to look at.
Where did the initiative come from? Can you tell us about the planning process, Sherry, and how you came to arrive at this particular format for your function this year?
Well, because of COVID, as you know, there are so many restrictions on what you can do, and the decision was made fairly early for our Ag Society not to host a fair this year, along with most of the Ag Societies in our area. So we were looking at ways that we could still engage the community, support the community, have a little bit of fun, and we have a very creative board of directors, and came up with a few things. We did a chainsaw art carving a draw at the same time, and then we decided that this would be something that would be fun and engage the broader community and beautify the community as well.
Okay. Well, you've got some winners to announce.
I do. We had a non-residential category, and the first place winner in that was Massey United Church. Second was Huron Tractor, and third was the Municipal Office in Chatsworth. The residential winners, first were Alan and Lorna O'Neill, second were William and Elise Sachs, and third were the Playford family. And we had a judge's choice, and that went to Andrea and Chad Haynes with their display of Camp Quarantine, which we thought really, really displayed a sense of humor.
All right. And you may have already answered it by giggling there, Sherry, but of the 14 entries, what was Sherry's favorite?
Well, I wasn't a judge, so I didn't see them all. I have to say, for a laugh, Camp Quarantine certainly gave you a laugh and lifted your spirits.
Now, are these, I know we've had heavy rains the last little while. Can people still see these?
Some of them are still up. I took a little drive around last night, and some are still up, but not all. I noticed that the church in Massey has taken theirs down, but there are others throughout the countryside that you can still see, and they're fairly broad area too, so nice to have a drive, and there's other displays too, not just ours. There's some other lovely ones in the area. It makes it worthwhile to have a drive. Wow.
Finally, Sherry, before we let you go, what's ahead for the Chatsworth Ag Society? What's the next big function?
A little bit tough to plan that these days. We are hoping and did vote at our last meeting to partner with some other folks in the community and try and do something for Halloween on Halloween Day. But we work very closely with public health and with our municipal office to make sure that we stay within the guidelines and rules. So stay tuned. It'll be on our website as soon as we feel that we can go ahead with it. And that's as far as we've gotten. It's too far for us to look ahead to Christmas. We usually have a fairly significant event around Christmas time, but again, we're going to have to wait to see how things evolve.
Yes, that's right. Well, congratulations on the driveway decorating competition. Sounds like a lot of fun.
It was, and thanks very much for having me on.